AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show for your Tuesday. Matt, Brett. Brett, I got to say, are we going to mow the grass by the highways anytime soon? Because you can't see around things anymore. Have you noticed this?
I haven't really noticed, no. I'll have to look when I leave tonight.
Yeah, it's one of the things. It's a Pawlenty thing. When Tim Pawlenty was the original governor and he decided, I'm going to really screw up a good state like Minnesota. Well, he did. Mission accomplished. And he stopped the mowing. They used to mow, what was it, 3 times a year. And now they get once a year, if that. And so, you know, you can't. There are some spots in the road. I almost got into an accident on the way here because you couldn't see around the Serengeti that's growing basically in the center median island there where cars are coming.
It still beats dead deer in Wisconsin, though.
Yeah, okay, you can't. Did you get my last count? I drove out to Wapaka, one way, 19 dead deer on the side of the road.
Good
19.
Gosh.
What are you guys doing
That's
over
a real
there?
Tourist attraction.
Oh yes, it's the new ride over at Wisconsin Dells. Come ride the carcass. let's go out to Ohio. Cliff Schechter is kind enough to join us. The founder, president of the PR firm Libertas LLC. He's advised campaigns and political organizations run by former President Bill Clinton and Vice President Al Gore, author of the 2008 bestseller, The Real McCain, columnist for The Daily Beast. The exceptional podcast is Unprecedented. You can find that on Patreon as well as iTunes. And he is in the midst. Our primaries aren't till next week, but not only do you actually get the fun stuff. You got a special election going on in Ohio, right?
That is correct. I'm in Cincy, but about an hour and a half north of me in Columbus, and we used to live up there. I think we would have been in this district. We've got a big race, obviously, the county recorder in Franklin County, Danny O'Connor, who's supposed to be a great candidate. I haven't met him, but I've heard great things. Just pulled ahead in the polls. We've got the enthusiasm is through the roof, as we've seen in recent elections, all in response to the mango Mussolini, among other things. And then Balderson, of course. I mean, but between Balderson and Trump, I should say Balderson's a state senator who also has agreed to do basically anything Donald Trump asks him. And he's running for the seat on the Republican side. But I mean, within a 48-hour period of time, you had Donald Trump, insult LeBron James, which I think you can figure is not a good thing in Ohio. That you had Trump fly in and start making fun of Danny O'Connor's last name, you know, because Irish names are funny.
Uh-huh.
And there's a part, I mean, that district, I mean, that part of the state, very Irish. In fact, there's a part of that district, a town actually where Wendy's was founded, believe it or not, known as Dublin, Ohio. You can probably guess there's some Irish people there, I'm thinking.
Just a few.
And then they finish it all off by the guy standing up, because he's from one of the more rural areas of the district, standing up and saying Franklin County, which is the main major county. Of course, it's a more liberal county because it's got Columbus in it. So the right wing, the way they like to attack, I'm sure, Minneapolis up there, and they love to attack New York City and everything else. The guy said, you know, you vote now or we're gonna have to have somebody from Franklin County, you know, make sure to vote for me. We have somebody from Franklin County who we hate representing us, or something like that. Like, we'd hate to have somebody from Franklin County representing us, which is the lion's share of the district. So they're doing a really good job at pissing people off unnecessarily up there. But that's what these guys do, because they're all morons. So
Let me ask you this. Let's step away from this, because I want to get back to you point out the polls show that the Democrat all of a sudden is leading it with a few days to go here. I want to go back to the Pennsylvania poll, because I've seen a few people make the argument that they feel as if the media is distorting these polls, that the enthusiasm gap is clearly there. The Democrats are very enthused. Republicans are, outside of a handful of people that show up for these Trump rallies, are not. And that, when you look at these polls, it's like, oh, well, the Republicans. And all of a sudden, right before the election, all of a sudden these polls come out and say, wait a minute, the Democrat might actually pull this off. Do you think that do you think there's any merit to the question that obviously the media outlets want these races to stay closed because that's more money for them? But do you think that there is that manipulation going on, or do you think it's just coincidence?
So you're saying manipulation by media outlets to kind of try to promote Republicans and that kind of thing?
And maybe not necessarily the polls being manipulated themselves. Maybe they are, but more of just the way that the narrative is being directed is that, oh, this is still the Democrats have an uphill climb, And then all of a sudden at the very end, oh, guess what? The Democrat might actually pull off this upset. It seems as if that there's almost this, hey, conservatives, we know you guys have got the big checkbook, so, hey, it looks like you might win this until the very end when the reality is about to hit.
Right. Well, so I think that I don't know that that's necessarily, I feel like they're doing that to sort of promote Republicans and help them. But I think this is the same weakness in our media that affects everything. It's why Donald Trump's in office, among other reasons. It's why, I mean, the Republican Party right now is the kind of show that, I can't say on your radio. It's a certain kind of show.
A crap fest.
There you go. Why don't we go with that? And I mean, you know, how can you look at this? How can you, I mean, in this district right now, Donald Trump shows up and invites Jim Jordan up on stage, who is somebody who literally looked the other way as young men at Ohio State were being molested, which, by the way, is Ohio State's in a big part of this district, that area. And they still feel like they can show up and have the guy up on the stage, and then the media will report it and be like, well, there's extremists on both sides. There's the guy that looked the other way when hundreds of kids were molested, and on the left, they want to have universal health care. You know, like, they can't. And it's not to say we don't have a fringy wing of nuts on, you know, of Jill Stein. I don't know. They go so far on the bend, I don't know where they end up on the other side. But we like to call it the Glenn Greenwald wing of the Democratic Party. That's insane. It exists, but they're not really Democrats in any sense. They have no power in the party. There are very few people. And to be clear, I'm not talking about people that are just very progressive, like Bernie Sanders or Ocasio, or he's not even in the party, but Ocasio-Cortez or people like that. Wellstone. I'm talking about the people that are outright nihilists or almost on the anarchic left and really aren't Democrats. On the right, all these figures, the pedophile enablers like Moore down, you know, or pedophiles themselves in Alabama, and the people who are protecting these guys running as neo-Nazis, of which three or four at least are openly doing it in Republican, you know, as Republicans, and the rest. You know, this is the Republican Party now. You can try to like wish it was the Republican Party of Bob Dole, you know, or of Bob Michael, who was a respectable guy back in the day, or whatever, of the 80s and 90s and you know, 70s. It's not that anymore. So the problem here is that they're pretending everything, and they won't tell the honest story because every story has to have balance. If they didn't have balance, they would have stories just about Jim Jordan and the effect of the fact that people who have family members who went to Ohio State who probably still live around there know that this guy was covering up for a pedophile. Mm-hmm. If they weren't doing that, they would admit that the former House Speaker of Ohio it had to resign, is now under investigation for illegal contributions and frankly, flights and all sorts of things from the damn predatory lenders in this state, who payday lenders who he basically helped out and did their dirty work. If they weren't, you know, if it weren't covering up, they'd be talking about ECOT. You may know that too. The major ridiculous online school scandal here, where every Republican running for state office right now has taken money from them, kept closing their eyes, looking the other way as these guys criminally bilked our tax system. They even gave them awards for things. Showed up at these things again. The guy running who's the auditor right now, David Yost, who's running for attorney general, showed up to give these guys awards while they were ripping off and losing millions of dollars in this fake charter school garbage they were pulling up. These guys knew it and they ignored it. There is no narrative where the Democratic Party in this state has done anything close to the Republican Party or nationally. But when they tell these stories the way they do, you're right. Like they can't seem to if you throw anything into it within partisanship, it has to be 50-50. They can't grasp that one party is off the rails and filled with all sorts of scary and really obnoxious and dangerous characters. And so that's how they're helping Balderson, because they keep saying, oh, it's going to be close, because they're looking at the way the Republican Party was 15 or 20 years ago and not what it's made of today. And it's not to say that Balderson isn't going to win. It's not to say I think O'Connor's going to pull it out on the Democratic side. But the way they cover it, you know, they cover the Republican Party like it's a normal entity. And that gives license to people who would look at this party if they knew everything and everything was being repeated about them constantly, what they're doing, and would never vote for them. Mm-hmm. And so I guess, I don't know if that's the long answer to your question, but that's the problem. And that's the problem with all media.
An outstanding answer as well. This is yet the latest example of Republicans embracing Trump, hoping that this is the time that it breaks a trend. I was looking at 538 earlier today, and outside of races, which are really Republican districts, one in Utah, one in Texas, I mean, most of these districts are 17, 18 point swings. You're bringing Trump in. As you said, he's been a buffoon himself. Do you think did he just misread the situation completely when he went after LeBron James? Was that just an attempt by him to try to, LeBron James just left Cleveland to go to the Lakers. Everyone in Ohio hates him, so I'll bash on him and everyone will love me. Obviously it did feed into Trump's undeniable racism, but was that the purpose of the attack, to try to endear himself to Ohioans?
I don't know, but I don't, you know, I think you may be giving him too much credit for actually doing something called thinking. I don't think that there's, you know, he's naturally a unbelievable racist and he's a terrible person,
yes.
You know? So when somebody's criticizing him on TV, it's all about him, what LeBron James does or any of that stuff. You know, the way other politicians react to that stuff, even ones we really didn't like, George W. Bush comes to mind. It's all personal. Nothing else matters, which is how you know he's betraying this country in a million different ways, whether it's Russia or anything else, because he always comes first. His bank account comes first. His ego comes first. So the answer, you know, it's always the same. So when it comes to this district, I think he just saw a famous basketball player ripping into him on TV, and he responded by insulting him. I don't think he thought at all about where he was from or anything. And it was a famous basketball player who was black talking to a black CNN host. And that makes it even worse.
Oh, he hates Lemon too. He hates Don Lemon over on CNN.
Yep. So I think he hates, you know, he can't stand them to begin with, but he never thinks this stuff out. Just the way, you know, if you were strategic and everything wasn't about your stupid ego, you'd think to yourself, who should I be sending into the 12th district? I'm underwater there right now. His polling is better than it is in the country overall because some of the rural areas, but he's at 46 approved, 49 disapproved. He won the district by 11 points. So clearly he's gone in a massively negative direction in this area, particularly with affluent voters in parts of the Columbus suburbs. You've got a Democratic base jazzed up to turn out. If he at all were trying to be objective, and it wasn't just ego, if he were, again, Obama, Clinton, either of the Bushes, Reagan, name any politician on any side, he'd look at it and say, that's probably not a smart place for me to go. Because I'm just gonna excite the other side to come out that much more, and there's voters here leaning against me, and knowing how I get up and ramble on about stuff, you know, I'm gonna probably say some things that'll offend them. My numbers are underwater. This doesn't make sense, but it doesn't matter. He doesn't ever think that deeply because it's all about his ego, and he needs more people to tell him how much they love him, how great he is, you know, how great his fake spray tan is, and that bowling ball for a belly he has, and everything else he's got going on there. So, you know. He's out there being his cheesy self, and I think it just helps us. I think his showing up. I mean, there are other people there. I don't know Pence's numbers there, but Pence is a much quieter fascist, as we know. Mm-hmm. So good chance that Pence actually has good numbers there and made sense to send him there. Or send Ivanka, because most people don't understand the role she plays. I'm sure she's got positive numbers. There's all sorts of people they could have sent that you and I can't stand, but we would admit would be strategically smart. But his going there is not, but that doesn't matter to him.
Your opinion. I mean, this is a district. Ohio 12 is not exactly, you know, generally Democratic friendly territory. Right. This has been, I think, what they say in the last 92 years, the Democrats won once. So this is not a district that they're going to be able to pick up. Do you think that O'Connor's going to win this? That the Democrats going to win in Ohio 12 tonight?
I do, okay. And I think again because the two reasons I said there are a lot of either like former slight, you know, lean Trump voters who voted for him because they thought Hillary was the worst option because they get all their news from Fox News and we talk about that forever, but that kind of thing. And now they've seen him in action or disgusted enough. They think there needs to be a check on him. I've heard that. I've seen numerous reports of people talking about that. Polling I've seen says the same thing. So you're losing suburban women, college educated men and women in a bunch of these wealthy suburbs. And then you're jazzing the Democratic base to turn out. You're doing both those things at the same time. So no, you know, this is a district that has been a conservative district. The wealthy suburbs were always Republican in the past. You know, John Kasich represented this district, at least a big part of it. Then Pat Tiberi, who's sort of a center right guy, who you know was a respectable as Republicans get, let's just say. And you know, they chose to gerrymander it like crazy after that and make sure that they added it was a +3 or something Republican district. They turned into a +10 or 11 or something. So they added in all the rural areas. And so there's just no way a Democrat should be able to win there. But again, there's no way a Democrat should be able to win in Alabama. There's no way a Democrat should have been able to win in that district in Pennsylvania. In a bunch of local races and others around the country, there have been Democrats winning all over the place where they shouldn't win.
Well,
you know, state, Senate, and House districts in places like Oklahoma. So, you know.
What was the margin last election cycle?
Trump, I think, was +11 there. Tiberi, I mean, I'm sure he was an incumbent and he was well liked. I don't even know. My guess is that's a 25 point or something like that spread.
Well, this goes to the Democrats. This is the repercussions of this one. I mean, especially we're in August now. We're getting close to November. the repercussions are going to hit, that your brand is destroyed, your gerrymandering doesn't work anymore, that you either have to run away from Trump, which is going to alienate your base, and you're not going to be able to swing Democrat voters to you, or you embrace Trump and ensure you die a much slower death. This race, I mean, I know a lot of people are saying you don't want to put too much in one race, but we've just seen these numbers get larger and larger. And if this was, as you just said, a 20-25 point win the last time for a Republican, and this goes to the Democrat, there isn't a district outside of Utah that's not up for grabs this election cycle.
Even one of the districts in Utah is considered a toss-up right now. No, you're right. I mean, this does a couple things if Danny O'Connor can pull this off. First of all, you've now got Pennsylvania and Ohio, and you know how that works with the media on the East Coast. That just is like, all right, they speak for all swing states, right? So you're going to see these two races where Democrats won in places they shouldn't have won, and that's going to affect the narrative in a huge way. That's the first thing that this does. Second of all, you know, we've got people in districts like this all around the country. You do. Isn't Paulson, or I don't remember who it is up there, but you've got one or two suburban Minneapolis districts. The one here in Cincinnati where I'm working on an independent project pointing out Steve Chabot, our incumbent here, his healthcare record, which is atrocious in voting for these bills. He's another one who now is in danger of losing, who should never have been – it shouldn't have been close. And now he's in that's a toss-up. So you start seeing these suburban districts around the country. I mean, they just turned the one in the Lexington area with that veteran who's awesome, Amy McGrath. You know, that's another district like this. It's a one where they've purposely put a city in with the suburbs and exurbs to dilute the impact of the city and split it up. That's just how they've gerrymandered all across the Midwest and a lot of the rest of the country. And she just that race, and just in addition to a race around Dallas with Pete Sessions, those were just moved to toss-up yesterday by roll call. So you see in these urban, suburban, you know, kind of districts that bring in the exurbs too, that these should have been gimmies because of the way they gerrymandered them. And they're not. And yes, I think this will say a lot, not just about the Midwest, but the rest of the country. I mean, again, you never know from one day to the next. Crazy things happen. You know, wars happen. We don't trust the guy in power and what he could do. But right now, with the way things are headed, the only thing that's keeping him holding on is an economy. It's now been almost a record long time of expansion. And with his trade policies and the rest, that's bound to come crashing down on us too, sadly. I think they're going to be in very bad shape come 2018 unless they change something big.
20 stocks are basically holding the stock market up. That's it right now. Looking really quick, though, Jim Jordan, last topic here. We got about a few minutes, but I did want to make sure I touch on this.
GYM Jordan?
How is this guy still in office? I mean, when Al Franken had allegations against him, you had every media outlet was asking every Democrat, should he resign? And I mean, every Republican was hammering at, how dare you have someone with allegations like this? There seems to be enough evidence against Jordan and his misguided nature of what happened with that Ohio State wrestling program that he should be gone. How in the world is he not only not gone, but he's actually being put into contention for a speaker position?
Right. Well, I mean, again, like that should tell you how broken this whole thing is, that, you know, again, it's a much longer conversation. We talk about it a lot on Unprecedented on the podcast. But I mean, you know, they have created a pipeline on the right where they can pressure the mainstream media, as we're just saying, give them balance they don't deserve. And they can feed people directly their version of reality. You don't need even InfoWars. All you need is Fox News, Breitbart, you know, and even the so-called intellectual journals have given in. And so, you know, I'm sure they've been told the whole thing's a fake and it's a liberal media conspiracy. And it's a dangerous place for a democracy because the truth is these guys don't the accountability would only come from voters, and they're in gerrymandered districts. Jordan is now, hopefully he still loses because this is enough. It reminds me of Roy Moore in Alabama, who is just enough to beat him. But I mean, you know, that's what we're dealing with, because it's not just Jim Jordan. I mean, how about what came out about Wilbur Ross today? You know, stealing $120 million. I mean, you know, how about Scott Pruitt? And how about, you know, the number of these guys who had to resign because of sexual? You brought up Franken for the minuscule, I would say, things he did, right? You know, compare that to Blake Farenthold and some of these guys, you know, who had to resign. I mean, you know, and they only did when people thought, oh, my God, they're in a district where maybe there's a situation where they could lose. Or at that moment, it's somebody in power wanted to push them aside. You know, it wasn't for the right reasons, and Jordan is proof of it. He's running for speaker. He's been endorsed by all these right-wing groups. He'll get huge support from these guys, and they'll ignore this, which tells you it's not a functioning party anymore in any real sense. It's not an organization meant to elect the best people to push forward, like, you know, your version of policy. I mean, call it what you will. It's a cult. It's a criminal organization. But I mean, if Jim Jordan were some glaring exception, but what, two House speakers ago, they had a pedophile in there. Mm-hmm. They've never paid any price for that.
No, they've not.
You know what I mean? They haven't paid any price for Donald Trump sitting where he's sitting. Not yet, anyhow. You know, except for a few elections they've lost. I mean, you know, that Roy Moore could become their nominee. I mean, this goes on and on. Like, what can you say about them anymore? But they're not like a functioning, open, transparent sort of political party in the sense of what we knew it to be, because there's just nobody controls anything there anymore. There's no establishment. There's nothing.
Well, and they said they'd rather die with bad candidates. Well, they shall. That's the way of the Whigs.
Well, those guys that wore that T-shirt about they'd rather be in Russia than be Democrats, and I'd like to raise the money to send them there.
I think they should. Head on over. Enjoy your new despot. Cliff Schechter, once again, if you'd like to hear what you just heard, only with lots of swear words, well, Cliff Schechter has got the deal for you. Unprecedented, the podcast. It is exceptional. Go subscribe. I'll put a link to Patreon and the subscription. It's what the cool kids do. You can go listen to Cliff on Unprecedented, the podcast. You can find that on Patreon and, of course, iTunes. Cliff, thank you very much. All my best, and let's hope the Democrat gets the win today.
Let's hope so. Thanks so much for having me on, buddy. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Cliff Schechter joining us. We'll take a break. Come on back. Quick segment. It's the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.
Hi, Sarah from Vinaigrette. Farmers markets are everywhere and summer's bounty is limitless. Try a rustic caprese salad using spring mix, fresh mozzarella, grape or cherry tomatoes, red onion, fresh basil, garlic olive oil, and our 18-year-age balsamic. Or try grilled romaine brushed with Tunisian olive oil. Vinaigrette makes it easy to love your vegetables. Visit us at 50th and Xerxes in South Minneapolis or 287 Water Street in downtown Excelsior. Online at vinaigrettemn.com.
When you think of a Russian souvenir, I bet that Matryoshka, the nesting doll, is the first thing that comes to mind. I'm happy to say that our exhibition of these Matryoshka dolls, which delighted thousands of families over the holidays, has been extended through August 11th. Whether you're from Moscow or Mankato, you'll be stunned by the variety, shapes, and intricate details of this massive collection. Deals on Groupon. Visit us today or online at tmora.org.
This is Chad, owner of AM950, here to tell you about Snap Construction. They're experts in roofing, siding, window, and insurance restoration. They have energy-efficient products available for both residential and commercial properties. This spring, when we needed a company to take a look at a problem with our roof, I called the company I knew I could trust, Snap Construction. I've known Ryan, the owner at Snap Construction, for years, so I knew I could trust him. Don't just take my word for it. Check out their reviews online. They are arguably the most well-reviewed exterior contractor online in the metro area. Over the years, Ryan has always said the same thing to me about his work. If we build it, shouldn't we be held accountable for the work indefinitely? He backed that statement up years ago when Snap Construction was a pioneer in offering a lifetime craftsmanship guarantee on all their work. For a free estimate or general questions, call the locally owned company AM950 Trusts, Snap Construction, at 612-333-SNAP. That's 612-333-SNAP, or find them online at snapconstruction.com. They have financing options available.
Tom Hartman here telling you that solar energy isn't just for environmentalists. Switching to all energy solar is actually perfect for reducing your carbon footprint while also saving money on your monthly electric bill. The fact that solar panels cause no earth-harming emissions while it's producing energy is a bonus. Who in the world could object to that? But they can also help you save money month after month for decades. And they do it with a clean footprint. So go green and start saving money today by visiting allenergysolar.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. By the way, thanks to Todd Golid, who's, of course, sponsoring AM 950 this week. Todd is a big fan here. He retired, moved to Spain, but he still listens to us on the internet, the interwebs. Hi there, Dixie Cup, listening to us with the string over in Spain. We do appreciate it. Once again, Todd Golid is just a great guy for helping to sponsor the station. He wants me to mention his band, Just Folk. They got their latest album is going to be coming out in October now, but you can go link. I got the link on the Twitter feed and the Progressive Citizen X Matt McNeil Show Facebook page. Protest to Survive is the video that they did. You can go find that. Go watch it on YouTube. Pass that around. If you'd like to help sponsor AM 950, you're more than welcome to. Just call us at 952-946-8885. 952-946-8885. Live, and you can find out how you can sponsor AM 950. Thanks, Todd. Brad is in Robbinsdale. He wanted to chime in a little bit on what Schechter was talking about with Jim Jordan. Welcome on in, Brad.
Yes, you know, I think you are sort of being unfair to Jim Jordan here. I think it is extremely credible that he was completely unaware of sexual misconduct at Ohio State University, because currently he seems blissfully unaware that he is being buggered by Donald Trump, along with the majority of the Republican caucus, including the Freedom Caucus, and, you know, along with it, for good measure, the majority of the American public as well.
Well, and you know, here's what I'm going to say is that there the evidence against Jim Jordan in Ohio that he was aware that sexual assault was going on in his locker rooms, and he purposely ignored it. There is evidence there. And I just want everyone here in Minnesota to remember, when allegations against Al Franken, allegations were happening, every Democrat, every DFLer, I mean, my God, did every conservative's like, why aren't you, all you Democrats, demanding Al Franken resign? He should be gone immediately. And it wasn't only Republicans, but the media, every Democrat, they put a microphone in your face. It's like, should Al Franken resign? These were allegations. We have evidence against Jordan. And not only will no Republican have the guts to stand up against sexual assault, you disgusting trolls, you disgusting pigs. Oh, they're just horrible human beings.
And they want to promote him, essentially.
They want to give him a promotion because, well, I can't really talk about it. Because this is their entire narrative. Ignore the problem. Ignore them. There's a lot of things. I came up with one today about Republicans. Republicans think their privileges are rights, while they think everyone else's rights are just privileges. And that is a great way to think about it with Republicans. But these Republicans, this is their narrative. They purposely ignore this stuff. Reminder, every stinking Republican that went in and voted Trump voted for a man who mocked a disabled man, said he wanted to sexually assault a married woman, refused to release his tax returns, even though it was clear there were some real big problems with him. You all did. All of you did. And you convince yourself of this little narrative that, well, it was better than Hillary. No, it wasn't. It was never even close to that decision. You just are just idiots. And you are idiots and racist. I said that. Idiots and racist. And every single day, I have this proven. And I had Democrats saying, Matt, after the election, Matt, come on, Matt. Don't just call them idiots and racists. What else is it? What else is it when, if there's an allegation against Al Franken, oh my God, you have to get rid of him. But you have a person in your political party who's a Nazi running for office, or, you know, sexually assaulted children, or knew about sexual assault and did nothing. And you guys are like, oh, you know, in the privacy of my own internal soul, I'm against it, but don't expect me to say anything in public. And of course, I'm going to vote for them. Don't we, all these Nazis that are running nationwide, a lot of Republicans going to vote for them because they just have the R next to their name and they don't know any better.
Yeah, the one guy in Illinois got like 20,000 votes.
And they will. They're going to vote for these guys. They're going to vote for them because they just don't know any better. All right, I got to take a break. Dale Menk, 10A, Democrat of the Day. When we do return, it is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Hi, this is Kirk Duckwell with the House Geeks Real Estate Show on AM 950, sponsored by Bricks Real Estate. If you're thinking of selling your home, check us out at housegeeks.com. With over 250 sales last year, we would love to help you sell your home too. Contact us today and see how our listings sell faster and for up to 8.9% more than the Twin Cities market average, potentially netting you thousands more in your pocket. Again, go to housegeeks.com today.
With all the convenient big box stores that sell appliances, why do so many Minnesotans choose Warner Stellion? Check online to learn that Warner Stellion is a Minnesota family-owned business for over 60 years. Warner Stellion sells more brands than anyone else, and our passionate specialists are committed to impressing you so much that you'll refer us to everyone you know. That's our mission here at Warner Stellion. Ask around. Check us out online. And when it's your time to buy appliances, join over 300,000 Minnesota homeowners and choose the specialists, Warner Stellion.
Minnesota has a lot going on this summer, and I don't want to miss a moment of it. However, my carpets remind me of the good times later. That's why I call Zero Res. I'm not willing to waste a beautiful summer weekend washing rugs, so don't worry, because the carpet cleaning heroes at Zero Res can help. So schedule your cleaning today by calling 952-ZERO-RES, or you can book online at ZeroResMinnesota.com. Don't forget to ask for the special AM 950 listener pricing. Zero Res, spell it backward or forward. It spells the same.
Robert Barile here. Looking to add some comedy to your Saturday nights? Tune in to Laughing Matters right here on AM 950 at 7 p.m. to join myself, along with the funniest comedians in the Twin Cities, for an hour of topical social commentary and blatant self-promotion. Laughing Matters is brought to you by Stand Up Records, the recording label of the best comedians in the country, from Doug Stanhope to Hannibal Buress. Visit them online at www.standupcrap.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. EatLocalMinnesota.com, restaurant of the week, Lowry Hill Meats. Fantastic butcher shop over there. They just got such great product over there. They also have great sandwiches. Now, you're going to say to yourself, Matt, I'm vegetarian like this. Try the buttered radish sandwich. My God, is that good. Holy God. And vegetarian, they know their clientele. They're over 1934 Hennepin Avenue. They're over there. They know their clientele. They know what they're getting into. So, go check that out. Delicious sandwich. The roast beef is also, if you're not a vegetarian like me, the roast beef sandwich is also quite tasty, too. Lowry Hill Meats, once again, beef, lamb, goat, pork, poultry. And, of course, the sausages. 40 rotating sausage recipes each week. 1934 Hennepin Avenue, Minneapolis. Lowry Hill Meats is the EatLocalMinnesota.com restaurant of the week. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205 is the phone number. Democrat of the day. We head up to 10A, which is the beautiful Brainerd. And I think Breezy Point is up that way as well. We have got Dale Menk joining us. He is the Democrat endorsed candidate for 10A. Kind enough to join us as Democrat of the day. Dale, thank you very much for the time.
Oh, you're welcome. Nice to be here.
My pleasure. And a great district, by the way. I really am a big fan of 10A.
Yeah, it's a nice area. We got lots of lakes, lots of woods. It's a great vacation spot for all you people down in the city.
I have one legit question I want to ask. Does your district actually have more water than land in it?
I don't know. I guess that could be debatable, but I think there's actually more land.
Oh, it is. It's a close toss-up. It's one of the lakiest places in the state, I guess you could say, if that's a term. A great place to go up there and run. Dale, let's start off here. Since you're running up in 10A, why don't you explain to everyone out there who exactly is Dale Menk?
Well, I am a carpenter here in the area. I work for a local building construction company. I've got, six kids with me and my wife. We've got blended family, hers, mine, and ours. I've lived in Brainerd for 20 years. So, I'm pretty invested in the area.
What all of a sudden you're a carpenter and, you're working hard. You got your family living in a great part of the state. All of a sudden something triggered. What caused you to say, I'm going to run for 10A this time around?
So my wife and I went down to St. Paul to talk to our representative a couple of years ago, and we actually talked to him a couple of times. And, when a person goes to talk to their representative, they don't want to feel dismissed. And we kind of did. I feel that a representative is there to, listen to the concerns of the people they're representing. And we just didn't feel that our representative was addressing our concerns. So I made the leap and decided to run.
Was it just because, I mean, this actually is something that is very common right now, that if you have a Republican representing you, they don't care about anyone who's Democrat. So don't even come knocking on the door. Even if you're, you know, you've got a family member who's in the military or something like that, and you've got an urgent issue, they don't want to hear from you because you didn't vote for them. And the reality is they still don't even have time for a lot of the Republican voters who voted for them, because they generally are more focused on, you know, the people that, you know, fill the coffers and get them elected. And I think your story is a very similar one. I've actually heard that from multiple other Democrats who are running, that especially in outstate Minnesota, where they went out there and they're basically stiff-armed by their representative.
Right. Yep. Yeah, it's just, you know, like I said, a representative should represent everybody in their district. And, you know, especially over the last few years here, you know, everybody's playing party politics, especially those on the Republican side. You know, when you hear about, you know, a big bill that needs to go through and they introduce it 3 days before the session ends, you know, it's ridiculous. People are getting tired of the party politics, and I'd like to get in there and you know, work for the people rather than the party.
Well, and exactly, and you got, and you're underselling it. It wasn't 3 days; it's 3 hours, and it's buried in 1,000 pages. I mean, that's not representation. That's basically, here's our wish list. We want this pushed through, and we don't want anyone seeing what's inside of it. And that's not how the actually rules in place. You're not supposed to be able to do that stuff, but we don't hold the Republican politicians responsible, saying no, it has to be individual bills.
Right. Yep. Yeah. I know. There's a constitutional amendment about, you know, it's a single subject bill, and mm-hmm. That hasn't been happening. And you know, a lot of people in, you know, in greater Minnesota are just tired of the games. You know.
No, absolutely. I think absolutely. And I think this is just, like I said, it's a story that you've heard again. You're looking to represent, you know, everyone, not just, you know, not just people that vote for you, everyone. And I think that's what is making the DFL brand appealing again, is that it's not about just the people that vote for you. It's about everyone and making the state better for everyone. Dale Menk joining us right now. He's the DFL candidate for 10A. Dale, if we get you down to St. Paul, what would you like to champion for 10A?
So one of my big deals is, well, I have 6 kids who have either graduated from or are still attending public schools. So I want to make sure that our schools are properly funded, that we are getting good teachers in there, and we're keeping the good teachers. You know, there's been an exodus recently, well, maybe not even recently, but over quite some time, you know, the good teachers are leaving because there's no incentive for them to stay. So I'd like to fix that. I'd like to see Minnesota move towards a more Medicare for all type of health system. You know, I'm one of many that have no health insurance because it's unaffordable and I make too much money to get, you know, medical assistance. Even before the Affordable Care Act, you know, a lot of the people on the right try to say that the Affordable Care Act hurt more people than it helped. Well, yeah, it did hurt some people, but it helped a lot of people.
Yes, it did.
And you know, it's, but even before the Affordable Care Act, my health insurance was tied to a job. So I'm a carpenter. So in 2008, when the housing bubble burst, I got laid off and I lost my health insurance, you know, and it shouldn't be that way. People shouldn't have to worry about their health when, you know, they lose their job, or say the company goes under, or they get laid off. You know, people should be able to access health insurance or health coverage.
Well, and the people that were bashing on the ACA, one of the things that people want to forget is the reason why their insurance went up is because the insurance they did have before the ACA was absolute garbage. And the federal government said, no, you can no longer offer this junk insurance. You have to have real coverage that covers these people, that actually gives them some benefit to the coverage. And so when that went into place, that raised the prices, because the company that they had before didn't have the, you know, if God forbid they had gotten hurt, they would have been bankrupt or dead. Those were the two options. And that seems to be where the Republicans are trying to drive us back to. Death or bankruptcy is your only two options if, God forbid, you have a serious medical problem.
Right. Yep, definitely.
I want to get back to the teachers. You brought that up, and I think that that's, you know, when you talk about teachers leaving districts, there's a lot of teachers. I first of all, I love teachers. I think it's an amazingly tough job to do. There's a lot of teachers that listen to the show, which is really nice. I enjoy that because I have complete respect for them. But when I've talked to outstate teachers, not necessarily from 10A, but some other districts, one of the things that they say is one of the reasons they've left these districts and they've moved in more towards the suburbs of the Twin Cities or up into Duluth or Rochester is they say is that the mentality in these communities is that I'm a villain. Because the Republicans have turned the teachers and the teachers union specifically into this great uber villain that they rail against constantly. And the fact is that they do a very tough job and they're out there working very hard to try to make these schools good. And then the response they get from the community is you're a horrible human being that wants to get paid a regular paycheck for doing this. I think that one of the things you kind of stumbled on there is just telling these teachers, we want you to stay, we appreciate you, you're good for the community. I think that's a huge step in the right direction to retention of teachers in these rural districts.
Right, exactly. Yeah, like you say, even around here, you know, teachers kind of get the short end of the stick. You know, they got to fight to keep decent wages. They got to fight for their health insurance, their benefits, and then, you know, when they do stand up and fight for it, they get, like you said, vilified. You know, mm-hmm. I'd like to work towards, you know, making sure that our teachers are able to earn a living wage and, you know, not have to buy supplies for their school, for their classrooms out of their own paychecks, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's a lot of that goes on, so. You know, that's part of the funding too, is making sure our schools are properly supplied, and you know, then you know, it'll help everybody out in the long run.
You're in a district. 10A is a great tourism district. Gosh, you got a ton of tourism up there. You talk about that because you got such a jewel. I mean, you really do. It's such a great district. I mean, and for everyone out there, go take a look at 10A. That is, like I said, there's a legitimate question whether there's more water in that district than land. Talk about that because I mean, I think you know. We can talk about the encouraging of the business, the growth, the infrastructure improvements. There's a lot of things there that you know that helps the community. Having the people come up there and spend their hard-earned money in your community, that's a great thing.
Yeah, it is, and it's actually you know quite a bit of our economy is the service industry up here, and so you know I also want to make sure that our resources up here are taken care of, our water and our forests and everything like that. So that's actually another thing I'd like to do is try to move Minnesota more into a environmentally sustainable future, you know, get away from fossil fuels, start encouraging renewable energy companies to come into the state. You know, when you know, we don't get much of it here, but the Line 3, the Enbridge Line 3 mm-hmm. pipeline, you know, that kind of affects the northern part of my district. You know, like I said, we don't get a whole lot of it here, but, you know, they talk about all the jobs that's going to create, but they're temporary jobs. Whereas if you bring in renewable energy sources, you're going to have, you know, you're going to have manufacturing, you're going to have installation and maintenance. You know, those are permanent jobs. And I don't know why that doesn't get talked about very much up here, but, you know, that's the reality is all the jobs that the Republicans are saying that they're going to bring in by relaxing regulations on fossil fuel companies and mining companies, they're temporary. Whereas if we move towards a more renewable future, we're going to bring permanent jobs into the area.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, that's another thing I'm going to fight for is to get more renewable energy into our state.
Well, and just think about one of your larger lakes in your district. And yeah, you're right. The pipeline might not be going nearby, but if there's a major leak and it gets into a tributary and all of a sudden it's into one of your major lakes, can all those resorts on that lake shut down for a year until they get that cleaned up? Can they go for an entire summer without actually bringing in any customers? Can the businesses that are the ancillary businesses, the restaurants, the other hotels, the golf courses, can they survive not having tourists coming in and spending money? This is, you know, there's a short-sighted nature of this where they talk about 30 jobs. Boy, aren't these 30 temporary jobs going to be great? But the consequences of some of this fossil fuel stuff is, you know, the 10,000, 20,000 jobs in a region which are geared towards the tourism industry, the service industry, which will be lost if all of a sudden you have to shut down because the lake that's supposed to be pristine is wonderful is now an oil slick.
Right. Yep. And, you know, one of the watersheds that would be affected if there was a leak on the proposed route of Line 3 is the Whitefish Chain, which I don't know if you've heard of it, but it's a pretty,
oh yeah,
it's a pretty big tourist area. And, you know, if that gets contaminated, like you say, all those industries that are dependent on that area, you know, that watershed are, you know, they're out of luck.
Yep.
You know, like you say, you know, I mean, the businesses up here live for the tourist season because, you know, that's when they make their money. Well, you know, tourists stop coming up because the lake is no longer nice. A lot of people are going to be in a bad way.
There's too much to lose on this. Absolutely. And by the way, that Whitefish Chain just, that's some of the best fishing in the state. Absolutely. You see, this is what you're listening to, Dale Menk. Once again, this is 10A. When you're listening to Dale here, one of the things I think that is very important is this is a district we need for the Democrats to win because we're preserving more than just, you know, one seat in the Minnesota House. We're trying to preserve a large swath of our pristine lakes and is also just trying to give, you know, Medicare options for people, you know, health care for the district. We have a person that wants to care about more than a handful of people that voted for him. And that's what we are, the DFL. That's what we are. We're trying to help out everyone. And some people don't want to hear it, but the reality is you know, this state would be in a lot better position if the DFL was to win. And if we can get Dale down to St. Paul, that would be a great idea. Dale Menk, the number 4, MN10A.com. Once again, Dale Menk, the number 4, MN, the number 10A.com. I'll link to that a little bit later on. Dale, I'm sure you've got some volunteer opportunities and some door knocking that's going to be coming up here that you'd sure love to have some volunteers come help you with, correct?
Absolutely. We're going to be hitting the streets here pretty hard in the next 2 months. I also have a Facebook page. It's Dale Menk for MN House 10A. That's on Facebook. We'll be posting door knocking opportunities and stuff on there. Also, anybody who's willing to make phone calls or, you know, even put out a yard sign. Anybody who's interested, go to my website. You can leave me a message and I will get it and I will get back to you, or somebody else involved with the campaign will get back to you.
And donations. And I was going to make sure we mentioned donations. Donations, donations, donations. You can't make it up there, but you want to help out, Dale. A donation would help out too, correct?
Yes, absolutely. And I don't know how many people know this, but Minnesota does have the political contribution refund program. So you can give up to $50 per individual or $100 per married couple, and the state will give you that money back. You send me the donation, I'll send you a receipt and a request form, and you can get that money back. So you can donate to me for free.
Okay, here's your weekend trip. You go up there. Go up on a Friday night, do some door knocking on the weekend, get some fishing in, some lake time, maybe a little more door knocking on Sunday before you head on down. That's actually a great way to help the Blue Wave, help turn the Minnesota House Democrat, helping out Dale Menk in 10A. Dale, an absolute pleasure. We'll spotlight this interview, and all my best. I hope to see you in St. Paul, my friend.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Take care. Dale Menk running 10A, Democrat of the day. Well, let's take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
This is Lori Swanson. Minnesota's a special place. As your Attorney General, I've stood up to powerful interests to keep it that way.
Lori Swanson.
From taking on drug companies that inflated prices and forcing a corporate polluter to clean up our drinking water, to taking on Donald Trump as he attacks what we value most as Minnesotans. Now I'm running for governor because there's too much at stake to let Donald Trump and the special interests push policies that hurt our state.
Swanson for governor.
As governor, I'll continue to defend health care for everyone, and I'll lower the cost of health care and prescription drugs. I'll work to keep our kids safe in school and defend our schools against drastic cuts that jeopardize our kids' futures and our state's economy. I've been proud to be your Attorney General, and as your governor, I'll keep standing up for what's right and get things done for Minnesota.
Lori Swanson for governor.
Prepared and paid for by Swanson for Governor.
Get your vehicle's summertime service done at Rudy Luther Toyota. The last thing you need is a breakdown while on a road trip or heading to the lake. Regardless of where you've purchased your vehicle, Rudy Luther Toyota is your number one destination for auto service and repair. Routine maintenance or a larger repair, easily schedule your appointment on their website, RudyLutherToyota.com. I trust them. They're fast, courteous, and they do the job right. Get your vehicle summer ready at Rudy Luther Toyota, 5 miles west of downtown Minneapolis on 394.
Get your windows washed before the fall rush. Blue Sky Surfaces' final sale before fall is this month only, where you can get up to 25 window panes washed inside and out for only $129. Call 651-447-4484. No matter the job size, August is the time to save money on your window cleaning. So beat the fall rush and take advantage of Blue Sky Surfaces' August sale prices. Call 651-447-4484. That's Blue Sky Surfaces at 651-447-4484.
All right, I got to give Sasha Hayworth the credit on this one, by the way. Got just a few minutes here. There's been a new revelation or two about Eric Paulson. You know the albino leech who is the representative out in the Minnesota 3rd District? Oh, God. Do you remember that fantastic ad that he put out where he's like, the boundary waters are Minnesota's Yellowstone? What? We call them the boundary waters, you idiot. BWCA. Yellowstone. What the heck are you bringing that in there? And it made me say to myself, I don't know if he's actually been to the boundary waters. But that was that part of the ad, because when he says that when Donald Trump wanted to do mining, he said, I said, no way, Donald, implying that he somehow is standing up to Donald Trump. Well, funny story. I think it was CCO did the analysis of the ad, finally. First, let's start off with the whole question of how often does he vote with Trump? Paulson made out to be a Republican rebel, but independent ratings show that he supports Trump 97.6% of the time. 97.6, that's less of a no way as opposed to an ole. Ooh, what a force you are there, Eric. Ole, pardon me, sir. Let me get out of your way. Here you go. Off you go. 97.6, Eric Paulson votes with Trump 97.6% of the time. And despite his vote to protect the WCA, the League of Conservative Voters gives conservation voters gives him a 16% lifetime environmental voting record. Paulson may be separating himself from Trump in part because of his unusual Minnesota suburban district. He's one of the only 13 Republicans in the country who with a seat in the Congress in the district that Hillary Clinton won in 2016. Here's the best part, though. This is one more thing about the ad. In which Paulson defends the boundary waters. He stands on the windy shore looking out over the lake. It's actually not filmed in the boundary waters. That was filmed on a lake in Carver County. He doesn't know where the boundary waters is.
Maybe the boundary of Carver County and whichever county is next to it.
It's not that big. I mean, it's up there. You got to go north, dude.
He got confused by what boundary waters means.
What's the skyline of the city behind him? I missed that. There's the ideas. I don't remember the ideas being visible from the boundary waters. Oh, my God. He filmed an ad clearly implying he's in the boundary waters in Carver County. You know, dude. You've never been. Okay, I mean, I'm just going to presume. You've never been. That's okay. Go, Ely. It's lovely. Go up there. You can do some canoeing. You will have to do it yourself. You have to do the things around. But, dude, first of all, stop with the lying. You're Trump's stooge in the Minnesota 3. You're a proud stooge, too. 97.6, like I said, that's not a no way. That's an ole. But that being said, you're fooling anyone. You're a stooge, and this even proves it. You're pretending to be in the boundary waters. You're in a metro lake, you idiot. Let's get that clown out of office, can we? Can we pants the albino leech and get him gone? Dean Phillips, he's a great candidate out there in the Minnesota 3. We'll keep an eye out on Ohio Stein tomorrow. Have a good one. Till tomorrow. See ya.